Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam regarding Imam Hussein. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram. This is a very grave and sad time for all of the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. It's a time when we grieve and we mourn the martyrdom of the third Imam. And it is a very sorrowful day for all of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, not only them, but also all of the people who are fond of the Ahlul Bayt and all of the justice-loving people who oppose tyranny and oppression, all of the freedom-loving people of this world, people who associate and affiliate themselves with this message of Imam Hussein. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam said the following: when Hussein alayhi salam was born, Allah Most High revealed to Gabriel that a boy had been born to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to descend to him to congratulate him and to tell him that indeed Allah's position with respect to you is as that of Aaron to Moses. So name him with the name of Aaron's son. Right? So this hadith is interesting and not only alludes to the virtue of Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the sense that it says that Imam Ali's position with the Prophet is similar to the position of Aaron with Moses. There's a very reference to a very famous hadith of the Prophet, Hadith Manzilat, which is often used as a reference to substantiate the imamate and the successorship of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Simultaneously, it's also a allusion to the virtue of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So based on this affiliation and similarity between Aaron and Imam Ali alayhi salam, the angel Gabriel told the Prophet to name his grandson, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, with the name of the son of Aaron. So Imam Hussein's name is a reminder of the superiority of Imam Ali and his worthiness of the successorship to the Prophet. So Gabriel descended, congratulated him on behalf of Allah, and then said, "Verily Allah commands you to name him with the name of Aaron's son." He, the Prophet, asked, "And what was his name?" He replied, meaning the angel Gabriel replied, "Shubair." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "But my language is Arabic," meaning Shubair is a Hebrew name. If we wanted to translate this into Arabic, how would we render it into Arabic? So the angel Gabriel said, "So name him Hussein," which is its Arabic equivalent, right? So this is beautiful. It alludes to the fact that even Imam Hussein's name, right, is an allusion and a sign. It's an ayat for the superiority of Imam Ali alayhi salam, his father, and his father's worthiness for the successorship, immediate successorship to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It refers to the hadith manzilat that we mentioned in the commentary of this hadith. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد